Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
What have I been up to? Well, besides the fact that it's Sunday, I'm not doing well on a Sunday. I don't do well on Sundays anymore.
You don't like Sundays anymore?
No, anymore, because I'm just like dreading it always.
Really?
Like, dreading. Like, I did not believe in Sunday scaries, and now I do.
Really? You're just like, is it? I feel like for me, it's whatever, but like the first 10 minutes of opening my eyes, I'm like, I can't do it. I gotta
Wait,
call
like
out.
The morning of a Sunday or the morning of
Monday? No, the morning of any work day.
Oh, the morning.
It's just the first few minutes of opening my eyes. Once I'm like in the bathroom, I'm like, whatever. Might as well brush my teeth, get on my bike, like, we're there. But like, that moment of dread of just like opening your eyes and being like, no, not today.
To me, I'm just like, whatever, in the actual days. But now I'm like, on Sundays, I'm just like, the overwhelming dread of an entire week. I just like, it's too much.
It's too much. I'm actually unhappy.
Yeah, but it's fine. But it was actually like, it was a good week compared to the last time we talked when things were really bad.
I love that. Where you were like, weird that I cried about shoes being the wrong size.
Yeah, but I went
it's
to Hamilton.
Weird that happened.
It happens. But I went to Hamilton, which was...
How was it?
Everything I hoped it would be.
It was really that good.
It was really good.
Was it anybody like of note in it? Like still.
It was the
cast?
Original guy from the West End who like won the Olivier Award for it and stuff like that. He was really good. But it was not like any like the original, obviously, like Broadway cast or anything like that.
Okay.
But they had a lot of very good people. And it was really great. And it was also the first event I went to where you had to show your vaccine status.
Oh, I have to show it at my coffee shop. Just to, like, sit
at
down.
Your coffee? Well, wait, I forgot. In New York, it's, like, everywhere now, essentially. Right?
If you're trying to sit inside anywhere, yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't bring my card anywhere.
Do you guys not have the thing on your app? Like, your phone app?
Okay, so we do have the phone app. And every time I open the phone app, it's like, you need to update. And I'm like, shit. And then I'm like, don't worry, I have a picture in my phone. And then I'm, like, in front of this post, like, scrolling through every photo I've ever taken. There's ways. I just, like, always mean to think about it before, and then, like, it's the moment that it's happening, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm so unprepared. It's like, I could favorite the photo.
You could. Know?
Or I could update the app. Or I could just find my vaccine card and put it in my purse.
Yeah.
These are my options.
But I thought you weren't a purse person.
I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, Charlie, you don't carry a purse.
Yeah. I was like, wait, since when do you start carrying a purse?
And then I almost corrected myself and was like, my wallet. And then I was like, it doesn't fit in your wallet, which is why
it doesn't,
I don't bring it anywhere.
Which is a stupid design flaw that they made for it.
Here we all are. This is why I never have my vaccine card. Yeah. But I do have a photo, and I like they always look at it, and I'm always like, anyone on, like, they don't ask for my ID.
Wait,
so it's like anybody
not?
On Earth could have just sent me this photo.
Yeah, but like, do you not have like one of
these? I have the app. I just have to update it.
Wait, but this is not an app for me. This is like in my Apple wallet.
I don't have that. I have New York State wallet. See, this is what it shows. It, like, covers it with a little sign that says you have to update it.
And so, wait, you literally just will not update the app.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. Okay. Push the update button. But it's, like, when you're in front of a host stand and you're, like, I have to update it. You're, like, don't want them to, like, wait while your phone, like, loads or whatever. Anyway. Okay, I've just updated it. Actually, I decided on the cure for depression. First of all, taking little walks at night. Staves off the depression really nicely.
Okay.
Having a work crush. Not even a real crush, but just sort of like a little hee-hee-hee, like I like to see them at the office or whatever.
Yeah.
Love that. Nothing is more fun in life than...
So I assume you have a work crush now.
Like, vaguely. Like, literally a front-of-house boy started.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This will do. You know?
Like, I see, like, a man, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't even really... We've never spoken. I have no reason to believe that he knows I exist, but I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
there's
someone
fun.
I was weirdly talking to somebody at work who now is, like, I guess my friend. I think we've gotten to, like, co-working friends at this point now.
Yes.
And she was talking about work crushes. And she was like, oh my gosh, who's your Slack crush? Which I don't know if you've ever used Slack or not.
That's condescending, Megan. Thank you.
Well, I don't know because...
I've used Slack.
It's not condescending.
I used Slack
it's
in
like,
college.
You used Slack in college? When?
In my lab.
Oh, interesting. I never have used Slack not in an office environment. So that's why I was asking, because you're not an office woman.
I'm not an office gal, although I did use Slack at my customer service job that I worked for 3 months.
Yes. Of course you use Slack.
Anything I did in the summer in college, I use Slack. Anyway.
Okay. But she was talking about having specifically Slack crushes, which I thought was like a very niche their teeny little photos one.
Or like what they say.
She said just via what they say in like Slack group things. And I was like, I feel like there's not enough to work with there. And she's like, of course there is. And I was like,
I love people like me who are like, I can do it. I can develop a crush.
Yeah. She was showing me the one that she's like, oh, this, she had like groups of them. She's like, this is one of my Slack crushes. Here's another one. And they're all like, they're not even photos of themselves. Like, it's just like everyone puts like a character or something, like nothing. And
it's just like funny text that she has screenshotted.
Essentially, where she's like, we're vibing via Slack. And I'm like, how?
This is my crush. Wow.
And she was like, you need to get one of these on Slack. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever used Slack in this manner, but I guess I need to open my mind.
It's really the little things that make every day bearable.
Yeah. And I really was like, because she was talking to me and I was like, yeah, we're talking about work crushes. Because she was like, everyone needs a work crush, like you were saying, to just get through the day. And she was like, who is yours? And I was like, there's no one in the office. Like, for the longest time, it was just, like, me alone in a corner. And I didn't see anyone because of COVID. And I was like, it's really hard to have a work crush with no one.
Yeah,
no one is here.
No one is at work. Yes.
And then she was like, but Slack. And I was like, interesting.
Interesting. A new app.
I guess I have to now read into every Slack message I ever receive. But...
So, Tan-chan, what's the vibe? Yes. I love overthinking the vibe. I do it like it's my literal job.
Because, so, like, the front of the house boy, like, vaguely looks in your direction, and you're like,
for sure
this
skates.
Is it.
He definitely skates.
Oh.
Anyway.
Of course. Does he fix
a
Pisces. Car?
He's a Pisces.
How do you know that already?
I live in Brooklyn, so, like, you start a job, and somebody's like, hee-hee, what's your sign?
No one has asked me what my sign is, ever.
See, I was thinking about Cancers, and I was like, the thing about Cancers that unifies them is that they are not God's strongest soldiers, and they do not try. I don't know if this applies to you, to be honest.
I don't want to attack you. Think of me. Think of me as a Cancer.
I don't know if this applies to you, honestly, but it applies to, like, other Cancers. I know, like, good for you, but also, like, just no grit. Cancers have no grit.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I feel that way about life in general. Sometimes you're just like, it's just too hard. Yeah. But then there's something in me that's like, then you're in it. Like, you can't
quit.
Moon. What's my, what, should I look up what my moon is?
Oh, I can look up what your moon is.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it'll be faster if I look up what your moon
is. I feel like I knew this at one point. I think my moon was in Virgo.
I was like immediately going to guess Virgo, but okay. I don't know.
Wait, I have co-star. Let me look.
I have you on co-star, so...
Oh, so you can actually check...
Your moon is in Virgo, which we all predicted. because, yeah. Why would your moon not be in Virgo?
I don't know what it means.
That's truly fascinating.
Okay.
Virgos are the most organized, the most getting shit done.
Okay. I do, like, a good
Excel
sheet.
Also, I feel like they would probably refuse to admit when they're wrong.
Also me, truly. Again, we had a whole episode where we just talked about the fact that if someone asked me, have I seen something, I'm just like, yes, I have.
Yes, I have. Absolutely. I loved it or I hated it. What do you think?
I have so many thoughts, but I would like to hear yours first.
I got my palm read today. Megan, I should have been directed away from the palm reading location.
Wait. That's I've been
so
telling you I've been wanting to go do it.
I was with Erin at the flea market, and there was a stand that was, like, palm reading, and she
stand?
Oh, yeah. It was $10,
perfect.
My friend.
Perfect.
And
that's exactly what you want,
exactly,
though.
Because it's, like, low-key enough that you're, like, I can convince myself this is fake.
Yeah, you're
like,
ha, 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 this is cute. Like,
yeah,
let's go do this.
You're
but you're
like,
also, like, this matters.
Literally spiraling post-it, because I'm not, not to sound crazy, but she said some, like, things that were true, and said very different things to, like, our friend. And
what
the friend
did
was
she
like,
say?
First of all, she opens, she goes, you're going to die when you're 86. And I was like, shit, I have to save for
Wait,
retirement.
I don't want to know that.
But 86 is such a, it's just a number, you know what I mean? So I was like, that's a fine number.
Write that down, though, because if you do die at 86, wow,
you know,
crazy.
You, yeah, I mean, someone will have to take note for me because I'll be dead. But yeah, I was like, 86 is fine. Like, I'll take 86 years. Like, that's a beautiful number. Like, no hate. I don't need to get to my 90s, you know, whatever. But I also, I literally, my first thought, I was like, shit, I need retirement money. Like, I was sort of like, if she
had hoping to be like, it's not that 65. I was hoping.
Yeah, but if she had been like, you know what, you're really on, like, something's going to happen to you at 55, I would have been like, sick. I'm blowing all my money my whole life.
Like, screw the 401k, baby. Yeah. The palm reader for $10 told me that it was over at 55.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I bought a boat instead of saving. So first she says that, and then she sort of is like, I feel like you have... She was like, I feel like you're very off balance, like, in your work and your relationship with work. Like, some days you're sort of, like, very, like, on, and some days you're sort of very, like, unhappy. And I was like, you're speaking my language.
Do you think that she looked at the eyebrow piercing and she's like, she works in the food industry?
Thank you. I don't know. I had thought about that so hard. I was wearing a t-shirt with a Game Boy Color graphic on it. And I was like, I'm in Greenpoint, like, you know?
I think you, like, may have given off a vibe.
Like, maybe it's, because I was like, if you think about it, like, what is she really, she, like, what is she really looking at on my palm, genuinely? Like, what about my palm says stuff about me? I don't know the secrets of palm reading.
Lines?
But I was like, this must be more of, like, a reading of my aura. Like, she must be more just, like, reading my presence, and she must have just gotten very good at, like, reading a person. Anyway, she was like, I see writing for you, and I was like, don't tell me this. Don't stroke my ego like this. But then she very weirdly was like, have you ever considered, like, she was like, I can tell that you want to be more creative, but you also really want to help people. And I was like, never in my life.
I actually hate people. You're wrong.
I was like, I actually don't like helping people. And then she was like, well, what about, I see something with, like, psychology and, like, mental health. Like, that's an area that you might get into. And she was like, I see good things coming for you in your work, but maybe in the medical field. I was like, frankly, no. Like, just not at all.
Okay, so what stuff did she say that was true?
Well, she was just sort of like, you're confused about your work, you're in a weird off-balance place, you see yourself as, like, becoming more of an artist, and she was like, I see that coming for you in the next year. She also was like, she was like, you should keep your business to yourself, because three people are jealous of you, two men and one woman.
And you, my results would be, like, incredible good. They should be.
No, see, that's your Virgo moon. I was immediately like, no, I can't deal with this. Anybody with an eyebrow piercing wants to be a creative. Like, there's no other option. You don't get it because you like looking at a computer screen.
I actually love technology.
She's like, I really love my new Apple Watch. Yeah, I don't know what your opinion on Apple Watches is, but I literally can't think of anything more deranged. When I meet a person, I'm like, the biggest red flag is an Apple Watch.
Okay, I fluctuate between being like, they're stupid, to being like, I want one more than anything in the world.
Okay, that's fair. That's
there's no in between.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I need you to look me in the eye and tell me what you use your Apple Watch for. You know what I mean? And they'll be like, well, to track my steps. And I'm like, shut up. No one I would never use needs it to know their steps.
I would never use it to track my steps. I don't know why I would use it.
Lately, we've really been pitched hobbies, you know, like, hobbies will make your life better because work shouldn't be your life. And I'm like, if your work isn't good enough that you don't want it to be a significant portion of your life, like, get a new job.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're just sort of like, wow.
Yet you're also, like, the person who said work cannot be your life. So this is an interesting change.
Don't love my profession. Okay. So I'm like figuring that out. I guess this is, like, me talking to, like, a 35-year-old person who, like, has the means to, like, move laterally or something.
Yes.
And then they're just sort of like, I hate my job, but it's okay. I really love running. I'm like, no. What? Anyway.
Yeah. I also get super nervous anytime anyone, like, asks, like, what is your hobby? Like, I'm like, that's too, don't put me on the spot like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm always like, because
then you're like, what's a hobby? Like, what can I consider?
What is a hobby? Because it's like, obviously you watch movies. Obviously you have a podcast, but you would never tell me that.
I can't talk about that at all. Like, I guess, is this a hobby? No one can know about it. Because we don't make any money from it. Is that what makes a hobby? You do something, but you make no money.
Yes, I think. Or you do something that doesn't, like, you don't gain anything from it other than personal satisfaction.
Okay. Because I always feel like I'm like, cooking and baking, they shouldn't be hobbies. Those are, like, basic necessities to live. Well, not the baking.
That's also true, though. You're very right.
Like, anyone who's like, my hobby is cooking, you're like, so you have to eat. Like, you need to. That should be part of it.
I understand it because you can make more complex meals or less complex meals, but, like, you gotta cook. Yeah.
But anyone who's like, oh, my hobby's, like, painting, And you're like, how do you have time, money, energy for this? But I guess maybe that's a hobby. Who knows?
I was just talking to my parents and my sister about how I'm just sort of like, not all this time after work, like before it's time for me to go to sleep. And I'm literally like, what do I do? Like, what do people do with this time?
Yeah.
I think the answer is they probably work too many hours, most people.
Yeah, I think they're either working or a significant other, maybe.
Yes, yes. My sister was sort of like, oh, well, you know, like several days a week I plan to cook. And then like today I like planned to like clean my bathroom. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Thinking about like all of the things I have to do in a day. I'm like, okay, I could do that all in like 2 hours. So like, what is the, like, what are the other like 6 hours? Like, what am I doing with that time?
Mm-hmm. Besides staring into the void.
Yeah. It's sort of crazy. And I'm like,
and then like, if you do something like watch like 6 hours of TV, or like, I've never felt worse about who I am.
And there's so much pressure to do something productive and launch my creative career, whatever the fuck that is. And it's like,
you should have asked the palm reader like more specifics. Be like, what is my creative career?
Actually, only $10, and it was only one palm. And she was like, take my card. Like, I'm in Greenpoint. Like, come back. And I was like, I can't.
I can't see you again.
I can't see you again. yeah. But it really has just truly, like, the whole bike home, I was like, I'm spiraling.
God. Maybe I should go to a palm
reader. She was like, you're dating somebody, right? And I was like, no.
You're very wrong, actually. That should be your first question going in. And, like, if they get it right, you're like, okay, we can continue with this session. If you get it wrong.
Well, she was like, I mean, in the sort of way that palm readers work, everything she said was sort of vague enough.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to tell you things, like, and whether they're good or bad, like, tell me if I'm, like, if they're true for you. And so, like, well, you know, throughout this conversation.
Okay, so then what is the point of a palm reader if they're like, I'm going to tell you things and you have to give me feedback if they're right or wrong?
I guess it becomes more of a conversation rather than just, like, this is what blah, 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 as opposed to me being like, no, I don't really feel the medical field thing. And she'd be like, okay, well, maybe, like, psychology.
So it's mystical therapy.
My friend, I do not know. I totally, it totally works on me and I will be back. But, but she was like, but everything she said was like sort of vague enough.
Yeah.
That I was like, okay. She'd be like, yeah, you like feel like you need more like creative things. And I was like, well, doesn't everyone?
Yeah. Like I said, I really want to go to a psychic. Like, I don't believe in it, but I really want to go.
I mean, like.
Or a palm reader. I don't care.
How could it not be believable? I mean, I understand that you're like, where are they pulling these messages from? But it's also like, where are they not pulling the messages from?
Here's like, my thing. Is it appropriate to go into a psychic and being like, before I pay you, we have to see if this is real and have like one question that you ask every psychic?
I do feel like it's disrespectful to
their question their powers.
Yeah. Or not even, it's just like, I feel like to go in and just be like, okay, well, I think this is fake, so let's test you. They'd be like, literally, I don't want your money. You know what I mean? Like, just buy. Like, if you're not going to be cool about this.
It's true.
Like, I don't know.
I would never have the confidence or the audacity to do so.
Like, don't go to a palm reader if you think it's bullshit. Yeah. Like, just...
Well, that's the thing is, I wouldn't... Like, you don't... If you go and participate in that stuff, like, don't fuck with it. Did I tell you about the one time that I got my spirit cleansed by a voodoo person?
No. You maybe have. Where was it?
It was in Costa Rica.
Okay.
And... we were doing this, like, tour. None of us wanted to do this, but they were like, hello, everyone. You're now a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did come up to us. Like, the guy was like, if you laugh or make fun of this process, you will be infected by a demon. And we were all like, huh? And he's like, it's happened before. I've had many people have to come back. And I was like, do I believe this? No.
But am will I believe take it seriously?
This? Yes. Hell yes. I was just like, okay. This, like, we're
I will
in
not
it.
Risk a demon.
No. Because I'm like...
But then you believe it somewhat.
Then you believe it somewhat.
It's sort of funny because you're like, they're like, okay, if you don't believe it, you will be cursed. And then you're like, ha ha ha, but I don't believe it. But I don't want to be cursed.
It's the same way being like, do I believe in Ouija boards? No. But would I ever fuck with a Ouija board?
No.
Absolutely not.
Just because of the off chance.
The off chance that I am wrong. You know?
Yeah. It's
I
like,
don't, that's like, it's a huge
it's
thing
like
to be wrong about. Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a little, like, quadrant of, like, okay, you believe in God and God is real. You're good. It's, like, you believe in God and God isn't real. It's, like, okay, you spent some of your life believing in God. Like, who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you don't believe in God and then God's real.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Then you get fucked. So you might as well just, okay, here's the answer. The conclusion here is you might as well believe in God. I believe in God.
The conclusion is never fully commit to your actual beliefs.
Have you seen that? Just in case he... Have you seen that TikTok where he's like, these girls, they're gatekeeping, they're girl bossing, they're slay cleaning, of course in the name of Allah.
No. You need to send me more TikToks.
Okay, I have honestly lowered my usage of the app.
Oh, interesting.
A good thing, I think. I've been reading books. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I was talking to my friend about, I was like, yeah, like I really, it's like time for me to like delete Instagram. And she was like, deleting Instagram is either a sign of like great personal growth or like a deep depressive state. She was like, for me, it was always like true depression when I would like tell my roommates that I was like done watching trash TV. It was always just like me at my lowest.
Yeah, because you're really searching for the bare minimum to fix your mental state. Yes. And you're like, I know what will fix this.
Yes. You're like, I won't use this. A better person. It's like, oh, because you're actually the saddest you ever met.
Yeah. No, I will say it's interesting that your TikTok use has gone down. My TikTok use has gone up. Like I said, I don't know what it was. There was just, I think I looked at good soup TikToks for like an hour. Just like I just kept.
Oh my god, there's scrolling. Such a good TikTok where she's
so many of them.
I'll send you a good soup TikTok.
Okay, please do. I may have seen it. I watched so many of them. Because you start off in one part and then you get to like the animal good soup TikTok and you're like incredible, beautiful, wonderful. And then you have the weirder good soup TikToks and you're like, this is great. This is all that I need. Good soup.
Are you planning to watch Scenes from a Marriage?
Okay. I feel like I missed that this was happening because
it started 19 minutes ago, so you have missed nothing.
No, I know, but like I didn't know that like this was coming,
and then all like, of a sudden it was like the Jessica Chastain Oscar Isaac photos, and you were like, yes. "What are they doing?"
Exactly. No, because someone in my work group chat sent that of and her just being like, "I'm feel like what is happening here?"
Yes, and then did you see somebody that commented like, "Oh, you've never seen two people who went to acting school together interact? Like this is par for the course."
Yeah, but on the red carpet, that was a lot of
something controversial. Oscar Isaac does nothing for me.
Depends.
I could take or leave him.
Interesting. I feel like Oscar Isaac depends on the scenario because he's played some weird fucking creeps.
I think he just looks a little too nice. He doesn't have some sort of darkness about him, a la Adam Driver, Timothy Chalamet.
That like slow motion gif, I was like, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. From behind.
Yeah. And that's the one that got sent in the group chat, and I was like, wow. That's a lot happening.
It's a lot. Something to think about.
Something to think about. But maybe I will watch it. I did not know that it was like a thing that was happening. I feel like maybe I need to watch like,
I heard
the
about
original
it pretty
one.
Recently. I love the original one. I would send you the DVD, but that would take too long.
I just got Criterion Channel, which has it.
Criterion Channel. Do they have the original?
Yes, they do.
TV?
So maybe I'll, yeah.
Amazing.
So maybe I'll watch that one. And should. Then
I think
I'll
it's,
jump
I
on
think
board.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
But slow. But I'm excited. I'm definitely going to watch the Oscar Isaac one. I mean, I think they're both good actors, and it seems like an interesting piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably watch it tonight, genuinely, after this.
Yeah, I have so many things I need to watch. Yet I'm watching none of them.
Yeah. Yet I'm on TikTok.
Anytime that I have a choice, I'm just like, don't. Yeah. Idiot.
And I'm sitting here like, what do I fill my time with? It's like, Charlotte.
You have so many things.
Also, I, like, constantly do, I don't know, I, like, will wake up in the morning and I'll be like, I have nothing to do today. Like, oh, I'm sad. And then, like, things come up or I make things happen or everything takes longer than you think it's going to. And then you're like, oh, I've just filled a whole Sunday.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I fill a lot of my time with naps.
Yes, I'm trying to take fewer naps.
Oh, I could never get rid of them.
They're so pleasant. They're, like, sort of one of life's, like, orgasmic items.
Simple joys, you know?
It's just truly, like... The feeling, like, the 15 minutes before you fall asleep when you're, like, in your bed and you're like, this is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
It's really worth great. Any sort of, like, pain in the ass that's actually making the rest of your life.
Really, the like, best nap is, like, in a summer, like, when it's kind of warm and you open the window a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, ugh.
I love
beautiful.
A thunderstorm nap, too. Like, a 3 p.m. thunderstorm nap.
A little bit of rain on the window. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, things that we don't have access to right now.
We don't.
It is... I didn't take a nap today. No, I didn't take a nap today. I was planning to because I didn't really sleep last night because we played billiards yesterday and then we could not get an Uber home. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself right now.
Are Ubers Uber as, like, insane as they are in LA now, where they're impossible to get and super
they're
expensive?
They're impossible to get and they're super expensive.
Okay, yeah. no, I literally, like, I ended up just driving someplace instead because I was going 10 minutes, essentially, and it was $41 for an Uber. And I was like, I'm not doing this.
Okay. Mine was, like, 36 without tip last night. And it was, like, I don't know, an 18-minute ride.
Yeah. Still upsetting.
Yeah. I was, like, but whatever. I was Ubered for free to the location, so I was, like, I will Uber back from the location for free. Anyway, none of this matters.
We should talk about the movie.
Should we talk about The Parent Trap?
The Parent Trap. Not the original, the 1998 version.
Yes. At least 7 times I was just crying. Why?
This,
it really hit me hard.
Interesting. I did not cry. Okay. This is a very sweet, good movie.
Very sweet. Just like anything that was like a little bit emotionally charged, like when they found out they were twins. I was just like crying for some, and not crying full on, but like tearing
just
up.
Yes. Welling in the eyes.
I was like teary-eyed during like the fencing scene because it was so much was like anticipation. I feel like there were a number of shots that I've seen this movie so many times. It was like
one of my favorites
to check out from the library.
Mm-hmm.
The scenes that were
checking out movies from a library. What a time.
Yeah, my mom worked there, so I was like, I remember having to explain to like kids in my class, was like, the library has DVDs and you can just check them out. And
yeah.
Like, what? And I was like, get a clue. The library is the spot to be. Anyway.
It was like, if you couldn't find something at Blockbuster, that's where you would go.
Yes. Yes. We went to, it was called West Coast Video. It was like our video store. Crazy to think about that was part of our lives.
I remember Blockbuster nights were, like, the best, when, like, you would be like, okay, we're going down to the Blockbuster or, like, to pick out the movie.
You would go, if you were at a sleepover, sometimes the parent would, like, take you in the car to pick up food and a movie. Mm-hmm. And you'd, like, get back in the car and, like, drive to their house.
Yeah. Incredible.
I just remember Treasure Planet, like, that at least 6 to 7 times. I was like, I need to check out Treasure Planet.
Do you know that that was one of the ones I was going to suggest for next week? Is Treasure Planet.
But it was, like, I mean, Megan loves Treasure. Ass. I love a floppy-haired white boy. Like,
it's our perfect movie.
It really hit hard for both of us. I love a sort of wily adventurer.
Yeah. Anyways, that's
for next
week. I
do love Neo from The Matrix. We all can tell. God, I love
it. Parent Trap. But this is also, I always forget, this is Lindsay Lohan's, like, legit first movie. Like, the introducing credit and everything.
I feel like there were many memorable scenes. Obviously, I remember, like, when I forgot how much pranking they did. Like, what
I
was
did
happening,
forget about
I was
the
like,
pranks. I
oh,
did.
Oh, this is coming back. But, like, the ear-piercing scenes.
ear-piercing scenes has stuck with me to this day.
Stuck with me. The shot of her, like, when she doesn't want her dad to say he's getting married. She's, like, running through the vineyard.
Yeah.
I remember that very clearly. And I remember the shot of Meredith getting the lizard in her mouth.
Yes, the lizard in the mouth. Very, very clearly the fencing scene.
Yes.
Just, like, really ingrained in my mind.
Like,
forever.
A lot of, like, back-to-backs and, like, a lot of mask use. I was sort of like, I understand why this is here because they both get to wear, like, full facial masks. But, like, what camp were you going to where you just had open fencing?
Okay, that's what I had watching this movie again. I have so many questions about
so
this summer
questions.
Camp.
Yes. Just, like, because, the isolation camp.
Yes, they're gay.
They're like, bye.
My first question, though, is what is this camp and why is it famous enough that someone from California is flying all the way across the country to it and someone from the fucking UK is coming? What is this camp?
I don't know. I guess any camp can theoretically be found by anybody, but, like, yeah. I went
but
to a
like,
camp
people
in the
are
state
like,
of New Jersey with other people from the state of New Jersey.
People are so into this camp, and it has everything. It's
and they go for
massive.
8 weeks. And also, like, anything they need, like, they just have scissors in a desk drawer. I'm
Everything's full. Everything's decorated.
Yes. Yes. I guess an 8-week camp, you might, like, put up pictures, but, like,
but in the isolation cabin? Why was the isolation cabin? And did they have to stay there for the entire time?
It did seem this is not realistic.
Why did all the girls have to march them to the isolation cabin? And there
was
an isolation table.
And I was like, where's your bathroom? Where's your, like, counselor? What happens if in the middle of the night you hurt yourself? Like, where's the counselor? You can't just isolate children in the woods.
But they did.
But
they did do that.
Where did you get the Oreos? You're not allowed to just have Oreos in your cabin.
Yeah. And how did so much pranking.
And I guess, like, yeah, if you're cool enough, you can really sneak into the dining hall and, like, get
and
stuff.
Steal,
like,
so much barbecue sauce, an entire
sauce, I think.
Is it chocolate sauce? Why did I think it was barbecue
sauce? I feel
like
barbecue sauce is thicker, but it's fair to think it's barbecue sauce.
I don't know why.
Yeah, a lot of questions. I mean, it made for, like, at the time, when I was rewatching it, I was like, so much of this is really cringe. But at the time, when I was a child, I was like, this is such a fun camp.
This was my dream camp experience. Exactly. And it really made all my other camp experiences even worse than they were, because I had that image in my mind. I never had one good experience at camp.
Really?
I was always just the unluckiest person. I remember this one camp, and speaking of, like, the duffel, maybe because of the cancer, it was bad. No, but it was like the duffel scene, except they're like, find your duffel. They left my motherfucking duffel on the bus and sent it back down the mountain, so I had no luggage. It was awful.
And to be, like, in a situation where you have to meet new people and, like, already be off kilter like that,
just immediately. Terrible. So you get dropped off, you're like, okay, I've survived the bus ride, I've made some of my bus friends, things are going okay. And then you get there, none of your stuff is there. And then you're like, this is terrible. And you're like, put on a brave face, can't cry. We got to keep going.
Because I have to make these girls think I'm normal.
And then you're like, oh, I don't even have a sleeping bag. So your first night, you're just like, maybe someone tosses you a blanket and you're just on that, like, blue mattress cot.
Literally just college. Yeah.
Yeah, literally what you had in college. And you're just laying, staring at the, like, the bunk on top of yours, and you're like, this is my nightmare. I want to go home, and I'm here stuck in the woods.
Yes. If you were, like, not having a good time at camp, all you could think about was, like, wow, imagine my nice bed.
Yeah.
In, like, my house where I know everybody who lives there.
Yeah. And then inevitably you had to do archery, and I don't know why. Archery was bad for me. It made me stressed. Didn't like it.
Specifically, archery really got me. Okay, that's unfortunate. I liked that it, like, felt very, like, the camp I went to was, like, very camp. Like, some people went to camps, they were like, oh, I went to camp for, like, science. And I was like, I had an arts and crafts cabin. We had a mess hall. We had a lake. Mm-hmm. We had a bonfire. We had songs. It was, like, very classic.
Yeah, I will say, there was, so shockingly, no bonfire camp scene in this movie. Oh.
Yes, in this movie. Although we get it at the end when they're camping.
That is true, but I was like, I was expecting that.
Yes, at the end when she goes, it's us, it's like me or them.
That man does not flinch.
Yeah, first of all, but, like, in what scenario, here's my thought, because this is the same thing that happens in Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, where Lindsay yes. comes to a different birthday party on the same night as hers, where her ex-boyfriend is playing a song for a different girl and goes, yes. it's me or her. And it's like, if you have to ask that question, it's not you.
You never know. Like, she was really confident.
She was like, I'm gonna give this man an ultimatum. I'm like, if you need to give someone an ultimatum, it's over. Like, just what? I just thought it was crazy. I mean, I get it, because she sort of is like, I'm gonna marry you and these kids, and it's like, I did have a thought though, like, if they really did her dirty. Like, if I had to wake up in the middle of a lake on a camping trip, I'd probably lose my shit too. I'd probably just be like,
oh yeah. No. Those girls push her to the very brink. No, that's the thing, is like, when you are like, these girls are taking it too far. Like,
yes.
They're taking it too far.
Like, they're
in
doing
many
it
ways.
To get rid of her, which is like, I respect that, but then it's also like, at some point you are just girls who are mean and who play pranks and who
yes.
are, like, mischievous. Like, you're not yeah. good girls.
Yeah. What I will say is I always horrifies me when they steal, when they're back at the camp in the beginning, when they steal her clothes after she jumps
yes.
in naked.
Yes.
I'm like, a nightmare.
Yes. I'm
but
like,
I also feel like maybe less embarrassing at an all-girls camp.
Also, the fact that she's like, I thought she had like a towel on maybe when she's like walking to the edge of the dock.
No,
she's so slowly.
She's
like,
fully
turns
naked,
around.
Turns around, and says hello to everyone.
And I'm like, get in the water.
Yeah, because then I'm like, you know, stealing the clothes afterwards. Not nearly as embarrassing, because you're like, everyone's already
like,
seen
she's
everything.
She's already shown everyone, yeah.
So, like, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
If it was, like, a towel and then a jump, mm-hmm. would have been a more horrifying prank.
But yeah, so much of those scenes of just, like, you know, Lindsay Lohan walking in with her quarters, like, being like, I wear sunglasses and play
poker. The poker game?
Is, like, so cringe. And she's just sort of, like,
so
laying
cringe.
It on thick as a child actor, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Should have written
but I will
better.
Say, I do love that... The what these 11 and 12, almost 12 year olds, or whatever, how old are they? Like
11.
11 turning 12?
Yeah.
10 turning 11.
11 turning 12.
Okay. insane that they both know poker and are incredible at fencing. That's like, those thing, are their two skills.
Like, cool. Okay, I had this thought today. The most defining characteristic of a manic pixie dream girl is that they just have, like, arbitrary things that they, like, stand like, by. Like, okay, I was getting my ice cream, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this might be easier to eat if it were in a cup. But, like, why get ice cream in a cup from an ice cream place? Because some of the novelty is, like, the licking of it. And, like, the eating it on a cone and, like, having yes. it in that format. And I was like, yeah, so I would never go to an ice cream place and get it in a cup. And I was like, that's some shit that a manic pixie girl would say in a movie. It's like, she'd be on a date with a guy, and he'd be like,
what's the point of ice cream without yeah. the cone?
Yeah. Literally.
And then she's like, wow, she's so free like, yes. and spontaneous.
Yes. Or like,
in and a, then a close-up of her licking ice cream because it's all about sexualizing women. Yes.
Exactly. Or like in Scott Pilgrim when she's like, I change my hair every week, dude. Get used to it. And it's like, that's arbitrary. But like, yeah. because that's her thing, it's like,
it's hot.
She's cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Just like making anything your thing. That's all it takes. It
really is. But also, I'm thinking of the poker scene, too. I'm looking through my notes. That she comes with a sock full of quarters, like she's going to beat her up in a jailhouse with, like, a bar of soap or something. Like, what is happening?
It's very, like, they really lay it on thick there.
Which Though I do think they did get it accurate about, like, how there's, like, different sides in camp. Like, yes. the friend groups and all that.
Mm-hmm. You gotta stand by your... your people. I forgot all of the ending. Like, I forgot the parents meeting. I remember that there was a hotel scene, but I forgot that he falls in the water. I forgot that it ends with another wedding on Queen
Elizabeth. Totally forgot that they go camping at the end. For some reason, all that I remembered of this movie is the first camp sequence
yes.
and then the hotel. And that's yes. it. I thought the movie ended. Yes. But I was like, oh, they go on a camping trip.
I remember the camping trip because I remember distinctly her making those like because she's like, the mountain lions, and then she's okay, like, embarrassed yes. because she realizes. But I was like, and then when they were like, oh, the four of us have to go on the camping trip, I was like, oh, maybe Meredith doesn't go. And then I was like, oh, the woman is wily. And she's like,
yes,
I'm not going.
And
like,
she knows that this woman could not survive a camping trip, yeah, and she is
she's
right.
She's kind of badass. And I'm like, nice. And she yeah. knows that, like, Dennis Quaid has to do that on his own. Like, she can't be there to be like, break up with her. He has to like,
yeah.
realize
he it. He has himself. To realize it by
the
himself.
The thing about this movie that I was thinking... everybody thinks Meredith Blake is the villain, which she is.
Yes.
But Dennis Quaid is the villain.
Yes.
Because he doesn't realize it. He's, like, letting yes. her infiltrate his home, and he's just sort of like, oopsies. And then everybody is like, oopsies, he made a mistake. And I'm like, yeah, he didn't marry her. It's fine. But I'm like, he should totally take the blame for this.
Yeah, like, he's being a bad dad. Because yeah. he's just like, hello,
oblivious.
Welcome back from camp. Yeah. Here is your new mother.
Yeah.
She hates you. And is
and
verbal about
her.
It. Yeah.
And, like... it's clear to me, but also, like, I'm just being, like,
also,
play nice, please,
way
play
too
nice.
Sexual in front of his daughter.
Yes.
Just, like...
way too sexual in front
Meredith
of other human beings.
And that dad are fucking all the time. Like, that yeah. is heavily implied.
Yeah, I was just walking home, and this couple in front of me, he was, like, holding her, and then he was, like, holding her ass, and I was, like, so grossed out by it, and I was like, Sean, are you just asexual? Like, like, you're just so, like... nobody should touch. I can't stand it. People are touching. And you're like, Charlotte, what?
Maybe people are in love. But also,
yeah,
like, again, don't sit on the same
sort
of, side of the booth in
yeah,
a restaurant.
In a sort of like, cooties way still. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
People have to touch. Anyway.
But yeah, I think the scene that grossed me out the most is when she, like, unbuttons his, like, shirt. And it's like, I love a little chest hair. And it's, like, disgusting. Just awful.
No,
made me sick.
Yeah,
made me actually sick.
Yeah. And I was like, you know. Like,
and
yeah,
also, but I will say, insane that Meredith's response to the kids making fun of her is being like, I'm going to just, like, deep throat tongue kiss your fucking, like, your dad in front of
yes,
you. Like,
because
what?
She's thinking, like, what do I have? She's like, what do I have to.
And the dad
like,
is like, this
play?
Is
what
appropriate in front of my
yeah.
two young children.
And the only card she can play is that he wants to fuck her. Which we find out, this movie is instructive in that. Somebody wanting to fuck you is not relationship make.
No.
We learn by the end that it is not enough that he wants to desperately fuck her. Also,
and, like, 10-year-old Lindsay Lohan calls that out.
Yes. I think... okay, they... she's all up in arms that this woman is 26. But I think the twins were born when he was, like, 24. So he's only 35. Because you can look at
okay,
their marriage
certificate.
Okay,
you've done yes. way more math than I have. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting these
on
dates
their marriage
from.
Certificate. Because, oh, first of all,
okay.
they you see the marriage certificate. She's 23. No, he's 23. She's 24.
When they did not look at any of this. This is fascinating.
I paused immediately because it said their jobs. He's a veto agriculturalist, which is like a wine dude, I think.
Okay.
And she is just an artist.
That's your dream. You want that written on your marriage certificate.
Thank you. That's the rudest thing you've ever said, but so true. Anyway, so they're both young, and then, of course, they cut immediately to, like, 11 years and 9 months later. I'm like, okay, so they got pregnant on their wedding day? Is that what we're all supposed to, like, assume?
Maybe it's it is a 90s movie. Maybe they're like, they did not have sex till marriage. Maybe that's what they're implying.
Or maybe they're just sort of like, they got so down on the honeymoon that exactly 9 months. Anyway, yeah, so then he had a kid when he was 24. And so he's dating a 26-year-old, and she's, like, losing her mind about it. I'm like, he's only 35. Like, he's a young dad.
He is a young dad.
It's not a crazy age gap. I mean, it's not like he's 55.
That's true.
I mean, it's still, like,
also, it's Dennis Quaid, and Dennis Quaid he's hot.
She's clearly a young gold digger, but...
Yes. Also, because she says that to everyone who will listen.
That's the thing. I'm like, girl, conceal it a little better. Like, immediately when Lindsay Lohan is being, like, a little bratty girl, she's like, I am going to marry him and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm like, make it look a little more like you love him, at least.
Also, like he's, like, 3 feet away and she gets him the golf course. She's like, the first thing I'm doing is taking all this money and sending that bitch to boarding school. And you're like, what?
I do.
And he's like... Do it, girl. You're like, what is happening? Who is this man?
Exposition. I do love when she realizes there's two. And she's like, I also love when you're like, okay, time to go home.
Seeing twins for the first time next to each other in person, it is truly shocking every time it's happened to me.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yes. I've had that. I remember the first one that I had is in middle school. There were two twins that I did not know were twins. And I was like, washing my hands in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, like, one is in one mirror and one was in the other mirror, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? It shook me to my very core.
Very spooky. That's like a horror movie, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. What was I thinking? Oh, I do love that that they're like, okay, time to go, and they're like, you don't know which one of us is which. We can both fake a British accent.
We can both do a kind of bad British accent. He'll never know.
So many times I was like, Lindsay, this accent, no. But she's a child. So
yeah, she was trying her best.
They did not need, I guess it was helpful to differentiate the characters, but I was like, they did not need her to be from London. Like, she could have just been from New York.
And even, like, no one speaks in a British accent besides the butler and her.
Oh my god.
The butler is incredible.
The butler is the best character. I love when he's weeping. And he's like, this is the happiest day of my life.
And the nanny just get it.
Get it. And I'm like, this is a beautiful, time-honored tradition of a heterosexual couple where both members are gay. I was like, yes.
Wait, you're totally right.
He is gay and she is a lesbian. And they are beautiful lovers. And I love that.
Yes.
I aspire to.
Really, truly.
I know, truly. Like, that's my dream.
I never thought about that, but you're totally right. You're 100% right.
They're both gay, yeah.
And they just, like, really care about these girls, and they're just, like, meddling. They're like, I'm down to scheme. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're gonna be lovers, but, like, clearly an open relationship they would have.
I don't know. I think, truly, that, like...
Oh, you think they just would settle down with each other, and they're like...
I think that they're both heterosexual. But, like, in the scheme of, like, the world, I'm like, you guys are, like, gayer than, but it's, I don't know. And then you're sort of like, what is sexuality?
All from Parent Trap. It's really deep.
A separate question. But yeah, I was like, this is a fantastic pairing. I love this.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And when he just shows up in his little Speedo, and she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm gonna go for a dip.
I love it. He's just like, she's like, well, I'm inviting you as a friend, immediately in a motorcycle jacket. Sometimes I think
little sunglasses on.
I think that I would be a very good butler. Like, I think I have.
Is that what you think you should aspire to be as a butler?
No, but I'm like, I have like the eye for detail. Like, I like to make people feel like comfortable. I guess in theory, like I wouldn't mind being like extra buttoned up for no reason. I have an attention to detail.
Yeah.
Why am I interviewing for a job? I'm interviewing for a butler job.
Is anyone needed as a butler? Charlotte is available and willing.
I literally was thinking about it, and I was like, I could be a butler / chauffeur, but then I was like, I feel like the hours are not great. It's a lot of, like, need on Saturdays. And I'm like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd love to move to being off on Saturdays in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am reading... Are you familiar with the book Bullshit Jobs?
No. I feel like psychology
book.
Need to read it, though.
I am very interested, and I was just sort of having a discussion with my parents about it, where I was like, some jobs are just fake, and we're getting more and more of them. And it's just interesting to think about, like, is that something that you should value when you're, like, looking for a job? Should you be like,
what's an example of a fake job?
Like, a lot of, like, bureaucratic, like, red tape stuff, where you're like, I have to fill out paperwork so that someone else can fill out paperwork so that this computer can be moved two doors down the hall, and it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Or, like, a lot of, like, receptionist jobs are sort of, like, it's like, oh, our office just has to look fancier, so someone has to sit at the desk.
Yeah, like, people should answer their own fucking emails and phone calls.
Yes.
Gotcha. Understood.
But I was like,
But you would still be open to being a butler.
I think butlers are essential jobs, yeah.
They are essential workers, actually.
They are essential workers. Have you seen the meme that's like the dude in the Baskin-Robbins cone costume and he goes, how the fuck am I an essential worker?
Yes.
Oh my god, have you seen Succession?
What's happening? Succession?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I love
just started
that
watching
that
it.
Not movie, that fucking TV series.
I don't know how
so
I feel
good.
Yet, but I saw the Nicholas Braun vomit out the eyelids of the character, and I was like, no.
You'll be obsessed with his character. What's also insane is I know someone who is Cousin Greg. Like, he is that person in real life. It's
like
kind
of
disturbing.
Money or whatever from, like, family members like that?
No, I don't know about that, but his personality to a T is that man. It's, like, kind of upsetting. Looks like him, too. Like, it's very disturbing.
I love that his mom is like, wear a shirt and a blazer. Shows up still in his rain jacket. Like, over all those items. I'm like...
It's incredible. Just keep on with the Succession ride. It's so good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to try. I'm going to watch Scenes from Marriage and that.
Nice.
Maybe both tonight. Ooh, the night is young.
Nice. Yeah. Wait. I do have one more thing about Parent Trap, though.
As you should.
I thought it was hysterical. One, that this woman gets fucking hammered before seeing her ex.
Yes!
I forgot about that.
Such a quick turnaround. She's like, I mean, she has that little like slop that she served at the bar.
Yes.
But I'm like, she is slurring her words and then it's like, okay, I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, she sobered up real fast.
Yes.
But I do love that she was like, I've never had vodka before, and it's just downs an entire like airplane bottle of vodka, which is hard to do.
Is a genuinely interestingly written character. Because
she is a multi-layered woman.
Yes, because like most of these characters are pretty like one layer. Like, he wants to fuck a young woman. He's whatever. Mm-hmm. He gets growth and then he follows her.
Yeah.
Which I was like, cute to be like, I messed up last time and now I'm doing it right this time. But I'm like, ma'am, why did you make this man chase you twice and then be mad when he didn't do it either time? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Grow an adult life and just be like, I want to be with you.
That's why I'm always like, are these movies dangerous? Like, kids trying to get divorced parents back together. I'm like, do we want this message? Is
like,
divorce for a reason?
But then it's like, he's like, you don't always have to be brave. I'm like, what is she being brave about? Because it seems like it ends up happy. So she's trying to avoid what?
I don't know, but that wine cellar scene is like, there's some depth there.
Yeah. Where she's like, no, it's too much. I can't do it. And I'm like, be an adult. Either do it or don't do it, but don't be this sort of like, meh, 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 meh.
But do we want a man to surprise us like an airport? Of course.
It's like, if you didn't, I don't know, there were ways you could have, if you were just like truly putting your foot down, you could have been like, I'm never seeing him at this hotel. Like, we are switching kids and we are leaving. Bye. Like, there are ways you could, you know? So it's like, you wanted to see him. So then don't be so like, we have to break up the kids and go. It's too much. It's like, get a hold of yourself.
Do you know what? That's another thing about rewatching this movie. The parents handle it very well. Their kids have swapped. Like, very calm. Everyone's kind of like, okay, it happened. We'll hop on a plane. It's all good.
Yeah. I was like, somebody should have been in more trouble.
Like, I would be horrified. And also like, as a parent, you're like, oh my god, I don't recognize my own child.
Yeah, also if my kid came back with pierced ears from camp, and I'd be like, no.
My mom would have murdered me if I rolled in with, like, I got my ears pierced and I cut my hair.
Let's check your last tennis shot right now.
Yeah.
Because she'd be like, who did, like, what? Who has needles? Like, what?
Again, I remember thinking as a kid, I was like, can you actually pierce your ear with a hot needle and an apple?
No, everybody thought about it. I mean, I have met people who, like, did it a bunch in college and then were like, oh, they all got infected. And I was like, yes.
Like, no shit. Of course they did.
Yes. But I met this friend once over the summer, and she had a bunch of, like, ear piercings. And she was like, yeah, every time I get drunk, basically, I just sort of, like, shove a needle through my ear. And I was like, what?
Do you not feel pain?
She was like, sometimes I you know, they heal nicely and they're fine. And sometimes they get infected and I take them out and I try it again next week. I was like, she literally was like, pretty, you know, largely anytime I get drunk enough, I will be piercing my ear. I was like,
you know what? Some people make grilled cheeses. Some people shove needles through their skin.
You know, last I saw, she was working in like ecology in like Fiji.
I love Fuji.
And I was like, that's cool, I guess. But also, like, what are you running away from? Anyway.
Clearly, anyone who is piercing their ears anytime they get drunk enough to shove a needle through is running from something.
Running from something, yeah.
You know?
Anyway, God. I also was like, I don't know. I was like, I get that he's like a wine man and he like owns a vineyard. I'm like, is he an alcoholic? Like, are we going to delve into both
They're
parents' relationships?
They're both actually bad parents. That's my hot take. Like, the nanny and the butler have way more of a connection with those children than the parents do.
I get it. If you're rich, you have a butler or a nanny, but I'm like, you only have one kid. Like, it's not a crazy household to run. Why do you have a full-time live-in nanny, housekeeper, cook?
Yeah. Also, I feel like you shouldn't make your nanny be like, make us a martini. And he's like, my head's really killing me. You should go do that, actually. And you're like, no.
I'm literally like, what is Chessie's job? And like, is she fine with it? I guess she cooks for them and just like housekeeps.
Like, maybe it's like a great, I mean, she lives there. And maybe that's a great deal. That she just gets to like.
Like, just, okay, if she lives there, they're like, does she get to have friends over? Like, what's her life like? She's just sort of like a prop up mom.
But, maybe, like, and also incredibly loyal that they've never let it slip that they're like, they separated you at birth. The other thing, talk like about
a
weird
number of people are in on this.
Talk about weird reactions when they find out that they are not just weird doppelgangers, that they are actually twins. Their first reaction, very happy, which I get. But why isn't their second thought, our parents are monsters?
Yes.
Truly monsters. That they were like, you take one, I take the other piece.
And then even after the whole thing at the hotel, when they're like, okay, well, Hallie will come to yours at Christmas, and then Annie will come to yours. And I was like,
they're so,
I mean, they
like, whatever.
They're like, like the parents, but like the kids then are like, we think we're getting gypped. And I'm like, yes, you're totally.
You are.
Right.
Like, this is actually crazy.
You are, because, first of all, you can make wedding dresses from anywhere. Just move to California. Or like, you're both rich. That's the thing. The conclusion of this, when I was watching it, I was like, wow, luckily both of these parents are insanely rich.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out on all accounts, you know?
They're, like, just, like, different rich. Like, one is, like, I'm rich and I show it, and one's, like, I'm California rich, and I fuck a lot of young women.
Very
like.
Different rich, which is fun. It makes for a fun movie, but I'm also, like, okay, imagine if the dad ended up not having money, and then Hallie found out her twin sister had a butler, she'd murder her in their isolation.
100%.
She's like, oh, cool, I drew the shorter end of the stick. Or what if the dad was like a dick and she was like, oh, hey, my dad, he's so boring. Like, you'd be like, wow, we both, like, I got fucked over and your life is perfect. Like,
yeah. No, so it's also insane that they were like, we decided that the best option was that we each take a baby, speak of each other never again.
Yeah, it's also like that's never gone into like what
maybe
happened?
That's she why like, she went to the tempers. UK she'd be like she was like there's no possible crossover,
we're in different countries,
except then she sends her kid to summer camp in the fucking US. What, still not over that fact.
I literally am though. Anyway, I don't get it. I was also just sort of like, wow, good thing everything worked out nicely and both people were equally as happy and both parents were equally as cool.
Yeah.
Because it could have easily been I got the shorter end of a stick and no one would have known because they don't speak to each other. It's not like, hey, you doing okay with money? Like, raising your kid okay? That is also mine? You think you'd check in and just be like, do you need anything? Like, is she still alive?
Yeah. And they're like, it's just weird. It's weird. Parts of this movie are
like,
weird.
If you think about it too long, you're like, this is fucked, actually. Like, really bad.
It's really bad. But I love this movie. So sweet. Lindsay Lohan is just endearing. Loved it.
I mean, I
made me want to find my
own twin. Timeless love. Forever.
Yes.
I think they're amazing. So.
And also, like, finding a secret twin. Incredible.
Incredible. Could have been any of us, but it wasn't.